Today is Tuesday, November 17th. We'll tell you about initial data from another COVID-19 vaccine trial, which one is looking good, and what we still don't know about it yet. Also, Joe Biden says he needs Trump's help. We'll explain the request and the reaction to it. Plus, new plans for next year's March Madness, what a deal between a movie studio and theater chain means for you, and how you can have a say in deciding a baby panda's name. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in around 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. Another potential coronavirus vaccine is now doing better than expected and reporting some promising early results. Moderna announced preliminary data from its late-stage vaccine trial, and the drug maker found its two-dose vaccine option was nearly 95% effective. That's far higher than the 50% bar set by the FDA. And if it turns out to hold true with additional data, it'll be even more effective than most vaccines, because no vaccine is 100% effective. Moderna CEO called these early results a game changer. Specifically, they show among the 30,000 people who participated in this trial that 90 of those who got a placebo, or the so-called dummy shot, ended up getting COVID-19. But only 5 cases were detected among the group who got the real vaccine. And remember, just last week, Pfizer announced similar results from its vaccine trial. At this point, more data is needed, but this puts both companies on track to request official authorization from the U.S. government within just weeks. And keep in mind, even if one or both vaccines do get government approval, it will likely be months before most of the population can actually get these vaccines. It's also not clear how many people will be willing to get the shots or how long the vaccine's protection might last before wearing off. So, to be continued. President-elect Joe Biden is working on his plan to address COVID-19, but he says he needs help from the Trump administration now. Specifically, Biden says more people may die if we don't coordinate. He talked about how important it is for his team to get briefed on White House efforts to control the pandemic and distribute future vaccines. The Trump administration has been working for months on these kinds of plans, and Biden says his team will work separately, if they need to, on their own planning. But he says if he has to wait until January 20th, when he becomes president, they'll be a month or two behind schedule, and that's enough time for the pandemic to grow even more out of control. But a White House spokesman said Biden's comment about delays leading to deaths is, quote, irresponsible and not based on fact. Some of Trump's allies on Capitol Hill agree. For example, Senator John Cornyn from Texas says by the time Biden is inaugurated, vaccine distribution will be well underway anyway, so whether or not he's in the loop now won't really matter. But other Republicans sided with Biden, encouraging President Trump to work with the Biden transition team. One of them was Senator Susan Collins of Maine, who said, quote, it's absolutely imperative for public health that all the planning is shared with the new administration. By the way, Biden also spoke about his plans to fight against income inequality and boost the U.S. economy. But he said any reforms first depend on reining in the pandemic and delivering the next coronavirus relief bill. Today, Biden is expected to announce more key members of his new administration. Stay tuned. President Trump is still focused on challenging election results in court, even as state election officials from both parties say there was no widespread fraud or issues. So far, the Trump campaign and supporters have filed at least 18 cases in battleground states, and President Trump has brought up a few examples of irregularities. So let's quickly look at what's happening in Georgia and Nevada. First, Georgia. Some members of Trump's campaign team say they scored a win when an audit found about 2,600 uncounted ballots in one county. More of those votes were for Trump than Biden. But to be clear, it's not nearly enough to change the outcome of the election in Georgia or nationwide. Georgia's Republican Secretary of State says this is why they do an audit, to find mistakes like that. The audit was already required by state law. And the county's Republican Party chair says it does not appear to be a widespread issue. But now Trump is calling the state's entire recount fake. Then there's Nevada. Trump also tweeted he scored a victory there. He was talking about Clark County, which is home to Las Vegas. While election officials were going through the normal process of certifying results, they found more than 900 ballots with what they called discrepancies. For example, they found some check-in errors at polling places. But we should note Biden beat Trump in Clark County by 90,000 votes, so those 900 won't make much of a difference in the presidential race. But it could matter in a tight county commissioner's race, so there might be a revote. If it happens, though, it will only be for that local race. Trump and Biden will not be on the ballot. It's being called the largest ever child sex abuse case involving a single national organization. The Boy Scouts of America are now facing at least 90,000 allegations of sexual abuse. The AP reports that number is way higher than lawyers initially expected. Originally, the Boy Scouts filed for bankruptcy back in February because they were facing hundreds of lawsuits. But since then, lawyers across the country have been signing up tens of thousands of now adult men who have come forward with their stories. As part of the bankruptcy deal, no one else can file a lawsuit against the Boy Scouts after the deadline of this week. Eventually, this will lead to settlements for abuse survivors whose claims are upheld. The Boy Scouts said in a statement, "We are devastated by the number of lives impacted by the past abuse in scouting," and added, quote, "We are heartbroken that we cannot undo their pain." Now, it is worth noting the organization has made some changes in recent years. Most of the pending sex abuse claims date back to the 1960s, 70s, and 80s. And since then, the Boy Scouts adopted criminal background checks, abuse prevention training for staff and volunteers, and rule that two or more adult leaders must be present during activities, not just one. Still, membership is way down. Back in the 70s, there were more than 4 million Boy Scouts. Now that number is less than 2 million. Today, the CEOs of Facebook and Twitter are expected to face some tough questions from lawmakers once again, this time about how they handled the U.S. election. Both Mark Zuckerberg and Jack Dorsey are set to testify before the Senate Judiciary Committee this morning. This will be their second time facing lawmakers in less than a month. The first time, some Republicans accused the CEOs of having an anti-conservative bias, which they denied. This time, senators are expected to ask about how content was moderated before, during, and after the election specifically. The hearing is set to begin at 10 a.m. Eastern, and it will be streamed online. All right, we have more news coming up, but first, thanks to our sponsor today, Rothy's. If you have not tried Rothy's shoes yet, let me tell you, they are incredibly comfortable with zero break-in period. I can wear them right out of the box with no blisters. I already have two pairs in two different styles and colors, and I love them both, including flats from their collection of best-selling merino wool shoes. They are so soft, yet still sturdy enough to walk around all day. Whatever your style, you are also sure to find the perfect pair for any cold weather adventure, because Rothy's come in an always changing array of colors, prints, patterns, and styles. Plus, you can feel really good about buying from Rothy's because the shoes are seamlessly knit with thread made from plastic water bottles. To date, they've transformed more than 65 million bottles into beautiful products. And there's even more. These shoes are fully machine washable. Every time they need a refresh, just toss them in the washing machine. And Rothy's offers free shipping and free returns. So check out all the amazing shoes and bags available right now at rothys.com/newsworthy. That's Rothys, R-O-T-H-Y-S, rothys.com/newsworthy. Head to rothys.com/newsworthy to find your new favorite flats. Now, back to the news. The NCAA is making a big change to March Madness. The men's college basketball tournament will now happen in just one host city next year. Usually, the 68 games are spread out across more than a dozen different locations, but the NCAA says it doesn't want players to have to travel unnecessarily in a pandemic. As of now, the host city has not been fully decided, but Indianapolis is reportedly at the top of the list. And the NCAA is currently in talks with the local government there, so stay tuned. Remember, last season, the entire tournament had to be canceled at the start of the pandemic in March, but now the date of the men's basketball tournament is set for its regular timeframe of March and April of next year. And at this point, the NCAA has not announced any changes to the women's basketball tournament. Universal Pictures struck a landmark deal with the theater chain Cinemark. It basically fast-tracks movies from the theater to streaming platforms. This means lower-grossing films will only have to commit to 3 weekends in theaters, while those that make more money at opening will only have to commit to 5 weekends. And that is a big change from before. The Hollywood Reporter says, until now, films had to stay exclusively in theaters for about 75 to 90 days before they could go online. But of course, the pandemic is forcing these new changes. The virus has kept people out of theaters and hooked on streaming, so studios are trying to keep up. It is worth noting, though, this does not mean all movies will move to streaming this quickly. Variety reports big blockbusters could end up staying exclusively in theaters for longer. The deal leaves that open. Remember, earlier this year, Universal struck a similar arrangement with AMC, the world's largest theater chain. And now analysts say the terms are likely to be changed to match this Cinemark deal exactly. The now very popular Zoom is getting some upgrades so your virtual meetings can hopefully go a little more smoothly. First off, Zoom has started scanning social media posts for Zoom links. They say that's a sign online trolls might try to interrupt the meeting in what's known as Zoom bombing. So now users will get an email if the company thinks a Zoom meeting might get Zoom bombed by these trolls, and they'll get advice to avoid it in the future. Also, Zoom will let you have longer online family chats for free on Thanksgiving. It's lifting its 40-minute limit on free accounts starting at midnight November 26th and lasting through 6 a.m. the next day. It's just a goodwill measure, so your family will get to talk face-to-face, but still online only, for as long as you want over the holidays. The National Zoo in Washington, D.C. wants your help naming its new baby panda. The panda cub was born back in August, so it's about 3 months old now, but it still does not have a name. Zoo officials have zeroed in on four possible options, and they're now asking people to vote on their favorites. All the names are in Mandarin Chinese, like Xingfu, which means happy and prosperous. Voting is open through Friday, and people can vote once per day. You can find a link to vote in today's episode notes. And that's it for the main news today, but now it's time for Trivia Tuesday, when we ask a different trivia question every week. But first, a quick break for our sponsor. Whether you're new to the gym or you've been lifting weights for years, it can be hard to find the right workout program and stick with it. It might be overwhelm, boredom, or simply not being on the right program to see results. For me, I get pretty bored easily, so Fitbod is able to keep things fresh and effective. Fitbod combines the knowledge of fitness pros with a powerful machine learning algorithm to give you a workout program that maximizes your results. You simply tell Fitbod if you're looking for general fitness, muscle tone, or even Olympic weightlifting, and then it tailors the program to your unique body and the equipment you have available. You can use it at home or at the gym. It's super easy to use and even has video tutorials for new exercises if you need them. Personalized training can be pretty expensive, but Fitbod is only $9.99 a month. Plus, our audience can try 1 month of workouts completely free. Yep, get a personalized fitness plan that helps you work out smarter at fitbod.me/newsworthy and try Fitbod for free for 1 month. Again, that's fitbod.me/newsworthy to get one free month. fitbod.me/newsworthy. Okay, now back to Trivia Tuesday. And today's trivia question is, what is the only major city located on two continents? You can answer this week's question in our quiz posted to Instagram stories, so find and follow us on Instagram at NewsworthyPod to play along. As for last week's trivia question, what was Google's original name? The answer is Backrub. That dates back to when the search engine was founded in 1996. The founders of Google originally liked the name Backrub because the search engine analyzed the web's backlinks. Backlinks are used to figure out how important a website is and what other sites it's related to. To put it simply, the backlinks can help determine if a site should be on page 1 of a search or page 10. But by 1997, the name Backrub just wasn't catching on. Google's founders wanted a new name that represented how much data they were processing. So they came up with Google, spelled G-O-O-G-O-L. They liked the name because a Google represents a very large number. But they ultimately ended up tweaking the spelling to what it is today, G-O-O-G-L-E, Google. These days, the word Google has taken on a life of its own, even becoming its own verb when we say, I'll just Google it. Shout out to Sarah, Carrie, Lori, Jeanette, Tony, and everyone who played along on Instagram. All right, that's it for today. Thanks again for making the Newsworthy part of your daily routine. We'll be back with more news to know tomorrow. Until then, have a great day.